If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's 421. This is 720 WGN. Every Friday, we like to focus a little bit on food, and Chef Matt Bricks is the executive chef at Pippin's Tavern. Pippin's Tavern's been in River North for 50 years. How are you today, Chef?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. I love the whole look of it. You know, I wasn't there 50 years ago, but it looks like there's still a lot there that was in place 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, we actually, about three, four years ago, we moved around the corner to Chicago and Wabash on that corner. So it's a different building, but we took a lot of the same pictures and, you know, the signs, the Pippin signs, it's the welcome signs. So there's a lot of the old memorabilia from the last place that it's here now.
And that's what offers comfort. People love that.
Absolutely.
So 50 years ago, think about that. That was before social media, before the internet, before people could be posting reviews, which, by the way, you get great reviews all the time. But I can't even imagine how difficult it is to keep a business functioning and succeeding after 50 years, especially in your industry, because what is the average life of a restaurant or a bar? Do you know?
You know, especially these days, you know, after the pandemic, it's, you know, I've seen places close down within months.
Right.
So to be, you know, especially after the pandemic hit, you know, it was a little bit of a struggle, but, you know, as it was for everybody, but we kept it going. We, you know, still had that same tradition, the same kind of vibe that we got going on here. And yeah, just basically, you know, the community that comes in and, you know, keeps coming back and, you know, showing their love, we show our love to them, and it's awesome, honestly.
Right. You have a lot of regulars, right? Especially people who live in the area?
Oh, yes, yes. The building that lives above us, right around the corner, it's a great area, especially, you know, to have that kind of warm, you know, Irish hospitality in such a downtown area. You know, you can still have that kind of smaller feel of a place and kind of warm, cozy atmosphere, but now, you know, in the downtown area.
Right, and now you're sourcing locally grown ingredients. Is that true?
Yes, yes, we do. We use for our food now that we've introduced a menu when we reopened. You know, American Irish cuisine. You know, kind of, you know, some pub fare. Some you still have, you know, some nice entrees. But yeah, we use, you know, a lot of Slagle Farms down in southern mid Illinois, Michigan work farms, you know, a lot of those vegetables, all of our salad greens and a lot of our vegetables come from there as well. Very sustainable, very versatile as well.
That's probably what was happening 50 years ago, except the farms were much closer to Chicago at that point. And of course, yeah. People come in for the Bloody Mary on Sunday, right?
Oh yes. The Bloody Marys and the mimosas.
For sure.
Bottomless mimosas, bottomless bloodies.
If people haven't been, and it's been there 50 years, and they were going to come into Pippin's, what would you suggest as the executive chef that they try before they walk out the door?
Oh, there's I got to give you a few things. Definitely the French onion bombs. Those are one of my favorites and a very popular item. Drunken Sailors. It's a very nice shareable dish for, you know, people. Which is basically shrimp scampi with some brandy and without the pasta. We also have our steak bites are very popular. A little blackened seasoning and a little bit of fries with some chipotle aioli. And then definitely I would say, you know, our corned beef sandwich, which we featured yesterday as part of our 50th anniversary month-long celebration for $5. We sold, I think it was maybe almost 100 sandwiches yesterday. So, yeah, that was a fun, busy day.
I bet. How long have you been with Pippin's?
I have been since the reopen, so I'm going into my fourth year now.
Oh, that's wonderful. And that means you came in right after COVID. According to everyone we talked to in the restaurant business, pretty much back to where they were pre-COVID, right?
A lot of things are. There are some things that, you know, have changed, and honestly, it's kind of something we have to live with. But a lot of things have gone back down. Prices on some items have gone down, but there is still some shortages and some difficulties as far as, you know, sourcing the certain product, you know, you want to get. And as far as, like, you know, pricing, there is some, you know, you have, there have been compromises that have been had to be made. But for the most part, it's more so back to normal.
Good. Can we go back to the onion balm? Is that what you said? What is that?
Yes. So it's kind of like a reverse French onion soup. So, you know, traditional French onion soup has the toasted cheesy bread and inside the soup. I kind of flipped that and then made the soup, soup filling, and then surrounded that with French dough and topped with some cheese. So it's kind of just like a take, almost like a play on a Korean soup dumpling and French onion soup.
Okay, everybody just got hungry right now. And you are open 7 days a week, right?
Correct. 7 days a week. Sunday through Sunday, 11 a.m. through 10 p.m. kitchen, and then 2 a.m. for the bar, and
wow.
3 a.m. on Saturday.
That's to keep a kitchen open that many hours every day of the week is impressive, and to be in business 50 years is even more impressive. Thank you so much for joining us, Matt.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Matt Bricks, executive chef at Pippin's. If you haven't been, you certainly have to pop in. Kevin says it's one of his neighborhood joints. Coming up next, Hinsdale Little League. They're headed to they are there. It's Williamsport, right, Kevin? Is that where it is, Williamsport?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They had to take a really long bus drive yesterday to get there after winning on Wednesday night in Indiana. And they are there. I believe it starts with 10 teams, but the assistant coach joined us the other day. We're going to get an update from him. That is Damon Phelan. He's going to join us next. So if you've got friends or family members in Hinsdale, tell them to turn on the radio right now. We're talking Little League and hopefully a World Series win. Steve's News comes up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.